Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's like an ultra banger. I mean, this is a Supremes sample from the 60s.
It's a little Supremes dub remix.
I like it.
How y'all mess up this legendary song with this foolishness?
Plus, the Beatles cover of the Supreme song was better than the original anyways.
Beatles, Please, like Mr. Postman, pretty damn good. I'm not going to hate on it.
That's a banger.
I don't know. The original, that's the remix.
Not going to hate on it. 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. So I told you earlier I was going to read a tweet. This is just a little show history and world history and, you know, where we are today. 3 years ago today, I sent out this tweet. A note on today's Hockman and Crowder show. I was informed last night that out of an abundance of caution, 790 and 560 would be airing network programs today, and our show would hopefully be back on the air tomorrow. Either from the studio or from home, my plan is to be on the air tomorrow. 3 years ago today is COVID hit us at work, and they told us stay home and we'll figure it out. We had never broadcast from home before. I would probably cringe if I went back and listened to what it sounded like. I do know this, like right now, and you can see where I'm at right now. If you look at our YouTube page, it's 560 WQAM on YouTube. You can subscribe, and then you can look at the Hockman and Crowder playlist. Like you can see where Crowder is, where I am. Solana's in studio. The way that I was doing it, I remember I had a table set up somewhere. I had like towels to try to absorb some of the sound because I didn't want the sound bouncing all up. But we had no idea what we were doing, honestly, right? Nope. I mean, it was probably like a fire drill, right, Solana? Like getting us on the air but I mean, it was an amazing feat, no joke, by our engineering department and everyone involved. We went from never. But imagine most people went from never having worked at home to let's figure it out and do it. Yep. Because I remember Len saying to me, I think it was a Sunday night, we'll probably keep you off the air this week and we'll figure out. And I said, no, we got to get on the air. And we were on the air. We missed one. Am I right? Missed one day, Solana?
Mm-hmm. One day. It was Monday, which is what your tweet was alluding to.
Yeah.
Tuesday. We had all shipped in through Amazon microphones, and everybody was set up from their houses.
That's right.
I had to go pick up my snowball at Best Buy.
Yeah,
over there by.
Yeah, that's right. I went to Best Buy. I did. Yep. I did. You all of a sudden you could do drive-in pickup at Best Buy.
Yes.
Like, I'm telling you, the whole world changed. It was 3 years ago today that this show was first really impacted.
Yeah, and it makes you see what you can do when you have to do it.
Yes,
because even us, you had your whole damn house rewired.
Your show, your podcast is called The Pivot. The entire world pivoted.
At that time, you had to figure it out. I got all these damn Google. I have one of these little ugly boxes still that we got cut off. But I just went and bought a bunch of these to expand the Wi-Fi.
I don't know how to break this, dude. That's a fire alarm. That's a smoke detector, Crowder. I don't. You have placed smoke detectors over every desk in your house. I'm so sorry. You're so close.
This isn't a Wi-Fi extender. So close. I don't know what this thing is.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. 305, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Yeah, I think you've got a carbon monoxide leak. Get out of your house.
It turns blue.
Get out of your house.
And then we got the broadband put in, so now I just have these little smoke detectors sitting. There's about eight of them sitting around the house.
I love that his house is outfitted with smoke detectors.
If they ever says that my house burnt down with me in it, y'all call foul play.
It's called Dateline first.
It did not happen.
So because that was 3 years ago today, I wanted to play this song for you that Solana made. One of my favorite moments at the beginning. You know, I'm always crazy about sound. I always have been. This is an audio medium, even though there's a video component now. It's an audio medium. I like things to sound good. If a guest doesn't sound good on the phone, I bail on the interview pretty quickly. Probably the old Mark Hochman may have bailed on Will Manso in the 2 o'clock hour just because there was some wind out there. I've lowered some of my standards because, again, we've pivoted. But yes. I think the old Mark Hochman may have been, you know, wrapping it up to Solana. Oh, there's wind. I don't want to do this.
You know what? And I know Solana would co-sign. You have. Because we're in interviews now where I'll just be looking, shaking my head. I'm like, yep, it's about to be over. And you'll let the little cracklies go. Yeah.
But the age of you know, the digital age has changed that. Because you and I, we've had these discussions off the air where we've tried to bring people on via this new process we're using, StreamYard, and people listen to podcasts now. And it's very commonplace in the podcasting world. They'll have a guest on, the person will have two earbuds in, their AirPods, and it sounds like crap. But it you know, they're doing an interview.
Because people watch it usually. People watch it too. Right. When you can see someone, you know, I'm still radio first. But it's changed. I mean, it's really, the last 3 years, a lot has changed because I think, as Solana was saying, a lot of podcasts, you know, where people listen to podcasts and you know, stream the content that they want. I've tried to make this a more relaxed conversational show, too, because it was like, you know, we don't do the headlines in this rapid fire news anchor sounding, you know, delivery. It's more of a casual conversation, as is the entire show supposed to be. But at the beginning, it was off-putting for someone like me who was a just, you know, radio guy for life. And it was always like, everything has to sound perfect. And you can't, like, you can't hear someone walking, talking in the background. I remember at the beginning, it was like, you know, my son would be online doing school. And I would be like, you've got to go to the other side of the house. And, you know, it was just, like, it was a very old school way of thinking about audio. But I do remember, and I wanted to play this, at the beginning of our experiment doing the show at home, Crowder was interrupted by a leaf blower. There was his lawn service. Mm-hmm. And I was fascinated, first of all, that the lawn service was there and that Crowder wouldn't, you know, hey, you can't come between 2 and 6.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, fast forward 3 years later, my guys show up between 2 and 6. Like, they specifically schedule my house between 2 and 6.
I tell Jean-Baptiste, no 2 and 6. Every time he comes, he doesn't listen to me. I need help. I don't know what to do.
So we're doing the show. This is, what, like a month into doing it at home, Solana? Like, I'm still on edge because I'm doing the show at home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so different for me. So I'm on edge, and I can hear his lawn people in the background. And even Crowder's like, uh-oh. And then something really weird happened. I was no longer angry at the sound. I was angry at Crowder because he told human beings who are trying to make a living during COVID. We're all pivoting. He told human beings, hey, beat it. And I was like, what are you doing? Hey, beat it. Like, who talks to another human that way?
Over the last 3 years, you had a lot of co-signers on that. When I'm out about, they tell me, hey, how do you tell another grown person beat it? They'll just come up and say it. And I'm sorry. You were right. I was wrong.
So Lana took that little audio clip of Crowder yelling, "Hey, beat it," at the lawn guy, turned it into what I think is one of the classic bangers that was created during the COVID era. Right, Solana? I mean, this one's an all-timer.
We've got a couple, but I think this is the best.
All right, let's play this. This is a Solana production. He's going to be performing this at Ultra. He's excited. Some people, Marshmallow performs with a big marshmallow on his head. What do you perform with, Solana?
Naked.
Tortilla? Tortilla. Tortilla on your manhood.
Knee brace and a tortilla.
Knee brace. What would everybody's DJ name be? You would be obviously DJ Smoke Detector. This guy plays the smoke detector. He's amazing. You'll never see a show like this.
It's a Wi-Fi booster.
First alert, can't figure out why they can't keep smoke detectors in stock in Davie.
I got them back ordered, scheduled. I need 2 a month.
I don't know why I can't get good Wi-Fi service in this house. I have 8 smoke detectors in this room.
Google boosters.
Anyway, here is Solana's banger, Beat It. What the hell is going on there?
Uh-oh.
Is that the lawn service?
Yeah, lawn man pulled up. Hey, beat it! Hey! Sorry. They told him, don't you ever come around. Hey! Don't want to see the face you've ever disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it! Hey, beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Hey, 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 beat it! Beat it!
So good. I love that. It is so good. What else were you saying that you had, Solana?
I don't know. I was just giving myself credit for producing stuff. You got to give me
I thought you were saying there was something else specifically that was like COVID broadcasting at home disaster related. Do you have anywhere where I was trying to tell people, speaking of smoke detectors, how to listen via their Google Alexa home? Do you have that thing anywhere?
I do. It didn't make it over in the Switch, but I have it. I have all that stuff saved.
We'll do that. We'll play that later on because that's a good one too.
You know what? Our age showed through COVID sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I'm making fun of you for the smoke detectors, but now I'm thinking about it. I had no idea what I was talking about with the Google Pro Alexa, Google Home.
I say all the keywords. It's going to get in there somewhere.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new South Florida Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Miami Heat did pick up nice victory yesterday over the New York Knicks. Guys, Dwayne Wade was sitting courtside for this game last night. I don't know how many of you saw it, but at one point, Jimmy Butler from the spot, and if you don't know what that is, it's where he missed the Game 7 game winner last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Last night, pulled up in Julius Randle's face from the spot, knocked down a tray ball, and Dwayne Wade was sitting right in front of it. Man, that was something.
It was cool. I wasn't there last night. Solana was, obviously, but there, certainly on TV, was a vibe in that arena with D. Wade there and Jimmy being in his bag. You know, I was talking with Will Manso in the last hour where I said, he's jawing at Julius Randle. He's having fun with D. Wade. At the end of the game, I don't know if you saw it, Solana, they showed on TV. I mean, Spo had D. Wade in a big bear hug. Like, there was a vibe last night that, you know, has been lacking at times this season.
And I was mad when he left and bought, what did he buy, Utah?
Yeah.
I wasn't as mad as y'all, but now watching last night made me see that he should have stayed in Miami. They should have figured something out.
Oh, I was texting that to my friends last night. I was texting that to my friends. What a shanda that he had to go by part of the team in Utah. That guy should be a Heat lifer, and it's still it that irks me. It irks me that they showed up at Hassan Whiteside's door and not D. Wade's, and it irks me that he's with Utah and not the Heat.
But there is a kid that's 13 right now that the Heat are going to draft in about 6 years that would get excited when Dwayne Wade comes into Heat Arena.
Yeah.
Because it's Dwayne Wade that he built, you know, he built this organization. Yep. Like, yeah, I was thinking about just bigger picture of having Wade and Spo, I mean, Wade and Zoe. And, you know, UD's about to be there every damn day for the rest of his life. Like, that would have, you know what? I apologize for giving y'all a hard time about that. That Dwayne Wade should have stayed.
Like, imagine 10 years from now, there's Alonzo Mourning, Udonis, Dwayne Wade, Duncan Robinson, and they're all just kind of leading the Heat's efforts from the front office and from
It's a three-peat. Threesome. It's a threesome. Big
what,
three.
Zoe out of there?
No, Zoe's not the one. Zoe's not the one.
Yeah, it was great last night. Nice, nice dub by the Heat. So, what are they? Half game back of Brooklyn?
No, there is no divide anymore between Brooklyn and Miami, but. With that being said, Brooklyn does play tonight, and they own the tiebreaker over the Heat. No matter what happens Saturday, Brooklyn already owns the tiebreaker. So Miami, if they want to finish ahead of Brooklyn, has to finish at least a half game ahead of them in the standings.
But if Brooklyn loses tonight, and then Miami beats them Saturday, they'd be up a half game, right?
A full game.
Full game.
Full game. Yeah. By the way.
And they play who? Is tonight the Cavs again?
Tonight is the Cavs again. And the Cavs, I mean... You know, it's not they're in the playoffs, right? Like they're going to be in the playoffs, but they're still fighting for seeding. I mean, they don't want to lose, you know, to New York, that four spot, even though New York's kind of far behind already. But there's still an opportunity for them to move up as well. So they're still meaning for them to be playing these games right now. D. Wade yesterday, I posted the picture on Twitter. He walked over to Zoe. He walked over to Pat Riley. They embraced. Man, you're right, Hawk. Like yesterday when he's there, he's sitting courtside. He gets the video tribute. It's Heat Knicks, so they post a video tribute of all his Heat versus Knicks moments, and there's quite a few. And he gets the standing ovation. Jimmy's John back and forth with him after the game. Everybody goes to say what's up to D Wade. There was a it was a missed opportunity
by the Heat.
Yeah. Well,
they whiffed a couple times with him. They really did. I was having this argument via Twitter with some friends last night where they're saying everyone wanted Hassan Whiteside. You had to beat Dallas that year. And I said, that's fine. I'm just telling you, now when it's all said and done, it was the wrong decision, right? I'm not paid to make the decision. No. So it's not on me. Someone, Pat Riley or whoever it was, made the wrong decision when it came to Hassan Whiteside versus Dwayne Wade. And I would submit to you that they made the wrong decision somewhere. They should have asked D. Wade, what will it take to keep you a part of the Heat organization? How much of a piece of the team do you want? When do you want to buy in? What do you want your role to be? Like, I get it. I'm giving away someone else's business. I get it. It's a lot. Like, I know.
It's easy to say that, but tell a multi-billionaire or multi-millionaire who has money invested in the Heat organization, we're allocating your shares to somebody else because we want to, and see how that blows over. And you know, you talk about the Hassan thing, and I'm cool with that. I'm with you. The Heat, even though I was all for going for Hassan, I was wrong
so
as
was
well.
I.
Right. The Heat messed up there. They should have made right by Dwayne Wade, and it was proven when they brought him back, but they made right by him. The way that they sent him off the Last Dance, the events that they had to retire his jersey, there's going to be a statue. Like, they made right by Dwayne Wade from that aspect. I don't know what the business dealings were behind the scenes.
He never should have played for Chicago. He never should have played for Cleveland. And he should be part owner of the Heat if he wanted to get into NBA ownership. I'm saying that without any other context because I don't have to worry about the context because it wasn't my decision to make. I'm just telling you, as an outsider, those three things, same thing with the Bulls and Michael Jordan. I mean, it's insanity that Michael Jordan left the Bulls to go play for the Wizards and then go own another team. It's insanity that Michael Jordan was not a lifelong member of the Chicago Bulls.
And so I'm with you if it was the guy that owns the racetrack gas station, but the owners of the Heat, who is it? Mickey.
It's Mickey. He doesn't have to talk to shareholders.
Hey,
it's
Mickey. You have to give Dwayne Wade a – you have to. He would want to. I'm sure he's not twisting his arm to have Dwayne Wade be a part of this organization forever.
My only thing is Wade going and buying into the Utah organization I don't think has to do with the Hassan Whiteside situation, Wade ending up leaving to Chicago. I think all that is something else that was settled when they brought him back and they made sure to give him one last year of the total praise every single night. It was Dwayne Wade night in that building. And then the culmination of a week's worth of events leading up to his jersey being retired. Like, I think Dwayne Wade had a business relation with somebody who was buying into Utah, and he wanted to go do business somewhere else. And that's not to say that the Heat...
I disagree with that. He did have a relationship with him. I think he wanted NBA ownership.
Correct.
He wanted that to be the next phase of his career. My guess is, this is based off nothing than my guess, he put out a feeler or said it to Mickey or Pat himself.
Right.
I want to own an NBA team. And they may have said, we're not ready right now to be doing anything in that arena. And so he went where there was an opportunity. I believe that, again, I don't know anything. So maybe he never even gave the Heat an opportunity. My gut tells me that he did and they weren't ready. And so he's with Utah and that's the end of that.
For now.
Okay.
The key's under the mat for now. He's with Utah for now.
Pat saw his contract before he bought into the Jazz. Mickey, Pat, and Pitt, they saw his contract. That's how close he is.
Right?
Yeah, that's how close they are.
Right, but I thought that way too until there were basically no talks between Dwayne Wade and the front office. He had everything going through his agent leading up to the Hassan Whiteside, that free agency period. I thought there was no way in hell Dwayne Wade, Mickey, and Pat couldn't just sit down in a room and figure it out.
No. We're talking about owning it now.
Right, I'm saying, like, that's how tight I thought these parties were. And clearly they weren't. So once he retired, weren't that tight, as tight as we all thought they were.
We're talking about the emotion. Getting rid of Dwayne Wade at his age and not giving him that two for 40-something?
Yeah.
Like, that was a good basketball decision. Dwayne Wade wasn't worth $20-something million a year.
Yes, he was.
On the court, Hawk. Court.
Yep.
But to the organization and what he could have meant.
Golden State game winner?
Hawk.
$20 million right there. That
they
was worth $20 million.
They weren't going to lock in an old man for 2 years, $40 million. That's if Dwayne Wade asked for 2 years, $8 million, they would have signed him that on the spot.
Right, but he like that was disrespectful. So you know who they locked in? They locked in Hassan Whiteside for $100 million. How'd that work out?
A younger, gigantic unicorn of a rebounder, and they thought that was going to do more on the court. I'm saying on the court than Dwayne Wade. It wasn't. Take the names out of it. It wasn't a bad decision.
It was a terrible decision. We have the actual data now to show you it was a terrible decision.
Hassan Whiteside's playing in Puerto Rico, I think, right now, or Dominican Republic.
No, he saw the World Baseball Classic. He wants to go check it out over there. Wow, this is what goes on in DR?
Panthers host the Maple Leafs tonight, 7 p.m., Nova Southeastern in an hour and 6 minutes plays in the Division II NCAA Final Four. And tonight, FAU plays Tennessee in the Sweet 16, 9 p.m.
Yeah. Well, we got some action, Jack. Panthers game tonight is on 560 QAM, by the way. Today is National Chips and Dip Day. We're going to celebrate it in a second. You have weather, Solana?
I do. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them 866-954-MORE. It's a gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida. Tonight, your lows will be in the 70s. That's your weather.
All right. So in the next segment today, National Chips and Dip Day made us think about last year when we gave our Mount Rushmores. Was it last year or 2 years ago? May have been 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
We were giving our Mount Rushmores of chips and dip, and all of a sudden, because radio magic, Doug Plagans appeared in the segment from FLA Live. I think it was called, was it BB&T back then? I think it was probably BB&T back then. You know, anytime he's like Batman. The nacho chip signal went up, and Plagans, like, he was summoned. Like, oh, I got to be part of this.
You have a lot of funny back signals in your life.
You're 100% correct.
You have people to call on for very peculiar
very
topics.
Annoyed that I didn't get the bad signal about the Wendy's garlic fries.
They didn't send them out.
Were we at, I think we may have been on location somewhere during this. No, we couldn't have been.
No, you were
it was
both.
COVID. We weren't doing anything.
Yeah, you were both at home. Plagans was at the BB and at what was the BB&T Center, and I snuck him into the broadcast. And the way he sneaks
weird.
In, the way he sneaks in is just like peak Doug Plagans.
It was
phenomenal.
It really is. So we'll do this Mount Rushmore of chips and dip from a couple of years ago to celebrate today, National Chips and Dip Day. Here
you're listening to the Hawk and Crowder show.
Hey, beat it.
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to do our Mount Rushmores here of chips and dips. Today is National Chips and Dips Day. We had Badlands Booker on the show earlier. He is a professional food eater. And he had some very interesting things to say about chips and dips. I was very surprised. His favorite dip is hummus. That surprised me.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. Now, he loved queso. Yeah. You know, he loved it, but hummus was his number one. All right. It is so difficult to do this. I don't even know if I'm thrilled with my own Mount Rushmore, because to narrow this down to four was next to impossible, but here it is. My Mount Rushmore of chips and dips. Number one, restaurant-made tortilla chips with tableside guacamole. Mm-hmm. All right? They make them in-house at the restaurant. Yeah. The tortilla chips, they're warm. Get that guacamole fired up right at tableside. They're pounding that little bowl.
Mm, fried, too. Not the baked stuff. The good old-fashioned fried tortilla chips. Yes, sir.
Next up, Tostitos brand tortilla chips and nacho cheese, preferably Cheese Whiz. I know people think Cheese Whiz is that easy cheese, squirty cheese. It's not. Cheese Whiz, you melt it down in the microwave, and you know how I eat nachos. I let the chips sit in the cheese till they get soggy. You have a half a crunchy chip, half a soggy chip. That is the way to eat them. Number three. Santitas brand tortilla chips with buffalo chicken dip. Ooh. And I happen to love, if you want to know the best buffalo chicken dip, Jim DeJoseph's sister, Caitlin, makes the best buffalo chicken dip. The reality.
How would she our makes listeners the best, tap into
I know,
that?
I know, I know. And they make good buffalo chicken dip at Hooters. I like it there as well. But Jim DeJoseph's sister, Caitlin, makes the best buffalo chicken dip. And then number four, I will go Ruffles with some onion dip, and specifically the Lipton onion soup mix poured into a container of sour cream and mixed up. I love that. There you go, my Mount Rushmore of
not
chips
bad.
And dips.
Crowder? Good selections, Hawk.
Doug Plagans? Doug Plagans just showed up out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere, guys. We were talking chips and dip, and I just had to get involved.
That is the greatest. So wait a second. So you're at the arena because the Panthers play tonight, and so you're just listening to us.
Yeah, I'm sitting here getting ready for the game tonight. It starts in about the puck drops in over 3 hours, so I'm sitting here getting ready. I've got the show on. I'm connected to the station, and I texted Solana, and I said, hey, at some point I want to barge in here. I hear we're talking about chips
perfect.
And dip, so here I am.
100% not planned Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Crowders chiming in. All right, hang on, Plagans. Here's Crowder's Mount Rushmore of
Can't
chips
wait to
and
hear
dips.
It.
Go ahead, Crowder. Yeah.
My Mount Rushmore is the number one, the Jay Alexander's Mexican spinach con queso with those homemade fried tortilla chips. Off
yes,
the damn
you
chip.
Made it very clear during during Badlands Booker. The you go to Jay Alexander's there, Plagans?
Haven't been in quite some time, but I really like all how right. specific everybody's getting here.
Yeah.
We're not just talking
yeah.
generic. We're talking a specific
right. no,
dip
yeah.
and a specific chip to go with it. I like where we're all
yeah.
headed here.
Crowder's got me talked into this Jay Alexander's queso because the way he has talked about it is just, yeah, it is making me very hungry. And there's one on Glades. I'm telling you, I might get it tonight.
Oh, I rub it on my wife sometimes.
Yeah.
Number two. Original Lay's, the classics.
Mm-hmm.
You went French onion dip. I go French onion as well, Hawk, but I like the hell of a good. Have you ever had the hell of a good
no.
French onion dip? Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness.
It is
got
good.
It got the Lay's. It got all
right.
those.
Okay.
Hell of a good French onion dip. Number three, the Tostitos, but you got to go what is it called? Cantina. Thin
the
and
Cantina.
Crispy.
Thin and crispy. Mm-hmm. Right. Cantina. Yeah, the Cantina style.
Then you also got the Tostitos salsa con queso, but you got to get the medium. You got to have some kick to it. Don't give me the mild. I'm going to go crazy with the mild. Medium salsa con queso with the Tostitos Cantina. Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, fair. You can get that right in the chip aisle.
Yep. And number four would be Townhouse Pita Chips with the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market smoked fish dip. Meal in itself.
I gotta try that Delaware Chicken Farm fish dip because I like fish dip. But the best pita chips are Stacy's, not Townhouse. Got to get the Stacy's.
The Townhouse is a little thicker though. The Stacy's are thin. They're crispy.
Like the Stacy's.
Yeah.
Solana, go ahead. What do you got?
All right, I got classic Mexican tortilla chips from On the Border with their fresh tomato salsa dip. Classic chip. Salsa combo can't go wrong. Staple of any Mexican restaurant. I happen to love the On the Border combo.
Somebody texts in, LOL, this show is great. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. All right, what's your next one?
Kirkland brand corn tortilla chips with a fresh tableside guacamole. You can't beat.
Come on. Wait a second. How are you having Kirkland chips and tableside guacamole? What restaurant is serving Kirkland chips and making you tableside guacamole?
Well, I actually
Costco tableside guac.
Yep. No, no.
I mean, no.
Plagans, he's absolutely correct. You can buy the tableside guac machine that they have at restaurants at Costco. So I actually own one. I own one at home, Plagans.
So you make
Delicious.
Your own tableside guac. Isn't that just called making a meal? It's not table. Like anybody that makes something at home, it's not tableside. You're just making something.
No, but I have the little cart with the sombrero on top. So it's the tableside cart, actually. Bought it at Costco, $17.99.
All right, what else?
Mariquita scoops with a black bean hummus dip. If you've been to, I told you yesterday, Finca Table and Tap in Kendall, perfect mix of salty, I guess, and well, salty. But I'm telling you, the Mariquita scoops, black bean hummus dip.
I didn't even know they made Mariquita scoops.
Delicious at Finca Table and Tap, I'm telling you. It is always
All right.
a banger. Yeah.
All right.
Finally.
And, what's your fourth?
I know Plagans, I'm sure, has been here. Pancheros. It is a chain Mexican restaurant, very much like a Qdoba or a Chipotle. It was put out of business down here in South Florida because people love Chipotle. They love all the branding or whatever. But Pancheros, chips with the queso. It is the best chain Mexican queso you can get. There's one up in Jupiter. Every time I drive up Florida, I stop in Jupiter at Pancheros for the queso.
So you're saying it's
delicious.
So good it went out of business?
Well, people are, you know, they're a sucker for branding. Chipotle put every other Mexican restaurant out of business. But Pancheros, Doug, right. back me up here. Pancheros queso, the best white queso.
I wish I could. I've never been.
Oh, well,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
When you're in Jupiter,
if it doesn't get the plague and seal of approval.
Next time I go to Jupiter, though,
out.
I will put it on the to-do list.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Because you go up there for Marlins spring training, don't you?
I'll go up if I get if we get time for that. Schedule's pretty jammed. I'm not sure I'll get up there for any of that. But I like to check out a Jupiter Hammerheads game from time to time during the summer.
Of course,
so I'll
who doesn't?
Check that out.
Jimmy
yeah.
Jimmy is running the board on 560. Jimmy, what's your Mount Rushmore of chips and dips?
Okay, the first one on my list is the Tostitos with queso dip.
Nice.
Number two is the chips they give you at Chili's with guac.
I got to tell you, the chips at Chili's, now maybe it's just because they're free, but I'm with you. The chips at Chili's are bangers, yeah.
And what they are, they're thin. They're thin like those cantina ones. That's the
And they're
trick.
Warm, yeah, yeah, and they're warm. Yeah, sometimes too greasy, though. Sometimes too greasy. Yeah. What else you got, Jimmy?
Number three on my list, Fritos scoops with bean dip.
Fritos scoops. I've never found the proper dip for a Fritos scoop. I like a Fritos scoop. I'll have to try the bean dip based on your suggestion, Jimmy. And what's your fourth?
Ruffles original flavor with onion dip.
Yeah, that was my fourth. So Jimmy and I are kindred spirits on this one. Plagans, we are running out of time here. Can you hang on for the next segment to give yours?
That way I
give you a little extra
time. I certainly can. Yeah, the back page of the game notes here is scribbled with a bunch of stuff about chips and dips.
Bring it up in the game broadcast tonight as well. We all, in the last segment, because today is National Chips and Dips Day, we all gave out our Mount Rushmores of chips and dips, and we were very specific on it. And so Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, surprised us. We didn't even know he was coming on, but he's hooked up into the radio system because he's got a game broadcast tonight. And Plagans is a food lover like we are on this show. And so go ahead, Plagans. You've had the commercial break here to finalize your list. What is Doug Plagans' Mount Rushmore of chips and dips?
Well, I'm going to lead it off. I, too, am a big hummus fan. And I'm going to start it off with pita chips and hummus. I think there are a few more satisfying little appetizers that you can throw down. And my favorite hummus is, and I don't even know if they still make it anymore because the last several times I've been, I haven't seen it, but there used to be a Trader Joe's brand of like Chipotle hummus. It was outstanding.
Really? And, more than the Sabra. More than the
I
Sabra
like the
hummus?
Sabra, though. I really like that kind. As long as there's no olives in it. I think they have one that has olives in it. I steer clear of that one. But they have a spicy hummus. The Sabra brand at Publix or wherever you find your fulfill your hummus needs.
And the pita
spicy
chips,
one's very good.
Stacy's
is pretty mainstream, but those are really good. I can go with the Stacy's pita chips and really any kind of a spicy hummus. I like a spicier hummus. As far as chips and salsa, because chips and salsa is kind of like
great, this is a great text. What's worse, you guys yakking about chips and dips, or me sitting in the parking lot of Publix through the commercials waiting to hear Plagan's top four?
Wow.
So we appreciate you sticking with us, sir.
We should put a little, you know, on the front of the box or something, or the bag of chips or whatever. It'll show a picture of it with a dip, and it'll say serving suggestion. We're making all kinds of serving suggestions to
all
this individual
kinds.
Right now. He's on his way to the grocery store, and he's going to walk out with a bunch of chips and dips.
What is your second one, Plagans?
Chips and salsa, and I know this is a kind of the king of chips and dips, if you will, is chips and salsa. It's probably the most prevalent, but I love chips and salsa. The chips and salsa at Rocco's Tacos, I can't stop at Rocco's Tacos with the
I like
chips,
the
seasoning they throw
at,
on there.
Rocco's Tacos,
very good as well.
Walk there is fire, yeah.
And I thought that while we're on the top, you know, March Madness is going on. Mm-hmm. The guac and chips division was really the guac and chips region. It was the most difficult one to get out of because there's a lot of good guac out there and a lot of good chips that go with it.
Sure.
In terms of accessibility, the Chipotle chips and guac really is very good. Their chips are good. Their guac's good. You can find it anywhere, so you got to hand it to them for that. On the border, though, Solana mentioned on the border, they do a guacamole live, tableside guac. It's really good, too, and it was the first place I ever had a tableside guac, so I'm going to give them the nod. I just don't know where around here I can go to an on the border, so that's the only issue with that. And then
I love the thought that he's put into this, by the way.
Hey, I think this stuff through. This is very important.
I know. I love it.
And last but certainly not least, I, too, and Hawk, I know you had Ruffles in the mix with yours as well. I'm going to go Ruffles accompanied by just your traditional Dean's French onion dip. That's kind of what started it all.
Yeah. That's a good list there by Plagans. Yes. All right. Well, listening to Plagans' list and Crowder's and Jimmy's and Solana's, I have thought about it all, and I am the winner once again. So there you go. I don't know how that happened, but if I'm being totally fair about this, I once again have won Mount Rushmore. I don't know how, but I did it. It is amazing how I always win Mount Rushmore. All right, we're back live. That is a little glance back in history for today's National Chips and Dip Day. Enjoy that segment very much. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to get some headlines from Solana. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. We got a lot on tap here still today. And did you find Solana? Did you find the... What was I looking to play again?
Google Alexa Home. I've got it, and we could play it in the next hour. No problem.
Yeah, Google Alexa Home so that Crowder doesn't have to feel so bad about outfitting his home Wi-Fi with smoke detectors.
We're safe.
All right, so all that is coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.